Republican moderate Senators Tom Tillis and Susan Collins opposed January 6 commission in current form. By Wendell Hasebo on May 19, 2021. Republican moderate Senators Tom Tillis, NC, and Susan Collins, ME, opposed the Senate on the January 6 commission, at least in its current form. An NBC News reporter tweeted, Senator Tillis was undecided on the Jan 6 commission yesterday. Today he says there has been a lot of talk among members and he'd vote against it. A Hill reporter tweeted about Collins, who says she will support January 6 commission if some changes are made to House Bill, per pool. The senators' positions are important due to the credibility the Senate casts on the commission to be voted on in the House on Wednesday. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, oppose the commission. McCarthy said Republicans have been hoodwinked by Pelosi falsely claiming in the press that she had delivered Republicans a counterproposal, when in reality her proposal would not surface until weeks later. Republican requests for fair representation and an unbiased premise from which to begin such an investigation were always understood to be the starting point for bipartisan negotiations, not the end result, he said. Democrats have unashamedly been campaigning on the potential creation of the commission. Representative Josh Harder's, DCA, campaign for re-election solicited his supporters' emails in relation to the commission. If you agree that we need to stop playing politics and need a full investigation into what happened on January 6, please add your name to this petition, the email said Wednesday. The House vote is scheduled for Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. EST with Never Trumper Representative John Katko, RNY, co-sponsoring the Speaker's partisan commission. Chairman of the City of Fulton Republican Committee Mark Holliday has explained he regrets endorsing Katko in 2020, stating he is disgusted and appalled by how he has voted and held himself in Congress so far. Katko has completely abandoned his base and has ignored the voice of the people who put him where he is. Editor's note, this story has been updated to clarify that Senator Collins opposes the legislation in its current form but did not explicitly say she would vote no on the commission.